హా మాధవ కుంద విహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంద విహారీ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యమునా తీరా వనచారీ యమునా తీరా వనచారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంద విహారీ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యమున తీరావనచారీ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 రే హరే హరే కృష్ణ రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే కలియుగ పావన హరే కృష్ణ మహామంత్రకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా వృందావన చంద్రకి శ్రీ శ్రీ జగన్నాథ్ బలదేవ సుభద్ర మహారాణికి శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌర్ నితాయికి శ్రీనివాస్ బాలాజీకి సమావేత భక్త వృందకి కలియుగ పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి నిరంతరా శ్రీమద్భాగవతంకి ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయా చక్షుఃఉన్మీళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురోః శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణలలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషాశూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమః. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే. నష్టప్రాయేష్ భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవత్యుత్తమశ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. సో 4.30.46 ద్రుమాన్ వీక్ష్య పితామహః ఆగతః శమ్యాం ఆస పుత్రాన్ బర్హిష్మతో నయైః. భస్మసాత్ క్రియమాణాం స్తాన్ ద్రుమాన్ వీక్ష్య పితామహః ఆగతః శమ్యాం ఆస పుత్రాన్ బర్హిష్మతో నయైః. భస్మసాత్ క్రియమాణాం స్తాన్ ద్రుమాన్ వీక్ష్య పితామహః ఆగతః శమ్యామాస పుత్రాన్ బర్హిష్మతో నయైః. స్వసాధ్యమానస్తా भगवान वीक्ष पितामहः भस्मसात् इंटू ऐशस् क्रियमाणान् बीइंग मेड तान् ऑल ऑफ देम रुमान् द ट्रीज वीक्ष्य सीइंग पितामहः लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा आगतः केम देयर शम्यामास पैसिफाइड पुत्रान् द सन्स बर्हिष्मतः of king Barhishman nayaihi by logic translation purport by his divine grace as Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki after seeing that all the trees on the surface of the earth were being turned to ashes Lord Brahma immediately came to the sons of king Barhishman and pacified them with the words of logic purport whenever there is an uncommon occurrence on any planet Lord Brahma, being in charge of the whole universe, immediately comes to control the situation. Lord Brahma also came when Hiranyakashipu underwent severe penances and austerities and made the whole universe tremble. A responsible man in any establishment is always alert to keep peace and harmony within the establishment. Similarly, Lord Brahma is also allowed to keep peace and harmony within this universe. He consequently pacified the sons of King Barhishman with good logic. Srila Pishamacharya Thakur, in the 44th purport, he says, why did Prachetas become angry with the trees? Two reasons he gives. How will we carry out Lord's order to rule the world if all these trees are having such a huge outgrowth? There is no place to put your foot. Then how will you rule the world? That was one of their anger. Because they were obstructed from rendering service to the Lord by ruling the world. Then second question he says, where will the mankind reside? If this way the trees are going to occupy all the place, then where will the man reside? Like you find if a civilization has to exist, you know, for people to live, you will see, they even make holes through the mountain and make, pathways in Lonavala and all, correct, no? You have seen that. Roads are made and the forests are thick growth and vegetation is cut. So you can have roads, you can have houses, you can have other living places. So the whole earth is covered with thick trees. Then where will the human beings reside? And how will we carry out the Lord's order to rule the world if everything is occupied by the trees? So because of these two reasons, he says that they became angry and they emanated fire and air from their mouths and were burning down all the huge amount of trees. So part of the trees were burnt. And then the other, there is a presiding deity of ocean. There is a presiding deity of the moon, a presiding deity of the sun. Similarly, there is a presiding deity of the forest also. So, and the presiding deity became very worried. So, Brahma also is watching from the top what is going on in this world. Like you all know that once there was a fight between an earthly king and a heavenly king. Immediately, Brahma took notice. Who are they? Prithu and Indra during that 100th sacrifice. Then Brahma came to set right the situation. Another time, Brahma saw Swayambhu Manu is retiring and Uttanapada has already retired and Dhruva's descendants have retired and the world has become bereft of leadership. Then immediately, Brahma naturally became anxious. Of course, Swayambhu Manu was a responsible leader. He didn't retire and run away throwing off the responsibility. He wanted to find out a successor. So then he wanted to get a successor from the renounced order. Who was that? Priyavrat. But then Priyavrat was politely refused. So then Swayambhu Manu thought, he is under the very strong and safe custody of Narada Muni. Very difficult to relieve him from the ashram. Huh? Isn't it? So what he did? He went to the GBC. Who? Brahma. Right, no? Then Brahma descended down in a sand carrier, surrounded by demigods and sages and everybody. Gandhamadana Parvat. At that time when Priyavrata Narada Muni saw, my lord, now a big party has come. Brahma himself has come now. So the Narada also obliged. Because Brahma is Narada's father, superior. And he is father of Swayambhumanu also. So therefore, ultimately they decide, and Narada gave an indication to Priyavrata. Okay, no problem, you obey Brahmaji. So all the three Mahajans concurred in that decision. Priyavrata accepted the order. So in this way, Brahma is anxious to see this world nicely ruled and protected. Praja should be protected. Praja should be protected means they should be engaged according to the psychophysical nature in four types of services, varnas. If they are not engaged according to varnas, they will create havoc. So, also they have to be given the spiritual knowledge through the four ashramas. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. And also, the praja should be God-centered. It cannot be atheistic. Atheism should be curbed. And praja should be taught to become God-centered by the exemplary king, who will be a Rajarishi himself. And in this way, and also the praja should be ensured that they don't become greedy to encroach on each other's property, or and they don't try to usurp another man's wife, or they don't try to encroach other's property. For that, there should be law and order. Manusamhita is given. So the praja should live according to the law codes, moral codes to begin with, and according to the codes of Bhagavata philosophy in the eventually as they grow. Basic is morality. Morality, ethics, character. And more advanced is the spirituality. If somebody says, so, you know, I can't be so God conscious, I'm not interested. You have to follow morality at least. Otherwise you'll be behind the bars. So therefore the king has to enforce the law and order in the world. So when there is law and order, people are peaceful. When there is spirituality, people are blissful. And there is varna and ashrama. Now, when people are engaged, people are spirited. Everybody, we call it as everybody is in their elements, you say. Like a brahmachari is in his elements. If you start to recite shlokas, study the scriptures. Similarly, kshatriya is in his elements. If you ask him to beat the chappal chor, or if you tell kshatriya to subdue the evil elements, he is in his elements. So, If you ask a cow protection, trading and farming, then Vaishya is in his elements. So everybody should be kept in their elements. So in this way, then everybody is materially also happy. Mangalaya cha lokanam kshemaya cha bhavaya cha. So the word bhavaya means material welfare. Kshemaya means liberation. And mangalaya means Krishna prem. So all the three should be handed down by the king through the parampara. So in this way, the material welfare, liberation from miseries, and going back to Godhead program, all these things have to be administered by the king. And Brahma is watching, is the king doing his duty? Yes, are the people protected with a first class welfare? And if it is not, then it is anxiety of Brahma ultimately. Because Vishnu will catch whom? Brahma only. Yeah. Of course, Brahma is not supposed to do hands-on, but Brahma is supposed to make sure things go. That is his job. So here also he saw, oftentimes Brahma would find that some living entity becomes aggressive, another living entity becomes unprotected, then immediately has to go there and set right situation. Like Indra was mischievous while stealing the horse. So then Prithu became aggressive on Indra in order to destroy Indra. And destroying Indra would mean destroying Brahminical culture in the whole universe. He is deputed to take care of that. So then Brahma had to come and set right the situation. So in this way, because it is material world, this kind of aggression as opposed to compassion, or mischievous behavior as opposed to moral behavior. So such observations are made in this world, which are absent in the spiritual world. So therefore, the top leader Brahma has to be awake and alert and keep a watch. Just like in a home, sometimes there are multiple children, small and big children. They are all given different toys to play or, you know, facilities to live. So one child may become greedy to encroach on other children's facilities, other children's toys or something like that. It can happen. So the parents have to come and do the needful. Set right. Some children, you know, they scream. Some children pull the shirt and they break the button also sometimes. Some children bite. There are children like that, different degrees, increasing degrees. So you can find even amongst children, what all they can do. Veena was such a dangerous child, he would pick up other children and throw them in the ocean. That is the height of, you know, height of such malvi practice. So therefore, Brahma is concerned about, you know, peace and order in the creation. So therefore here he comes to set right the situation here. Now, I recently gathered various important instructions for leaders. Now we are talking about Brahma. Brahma is a leader of the whole Brahmanda. In the same manner, every one of us under whom some subordinates are kept, then you have some leadership responsibility. So I'll show you this. I have been gathering and putting it down with some examples also. Let us see how much we can complete now. We'll try to. See, Prabhupada is writing here. Somebody can read this. Prabhupada is writing a letter. Take the mic.
Yeah. As you are temple president, that is a great responsibility. So you must try to execute it with great care. The main thing is that you must set nice example for the others by following very rigidly the regulative principles, such as chanting 16 rounds on the beads, reading the books, getting up to attend Mangala Artika, etc. In this way, everyone shall be encouraged. We must be so careful to train the devotees nicely. Now they have come from the realm of Maya to Krishna's place. So it is our duty to keep them there. Not that they shall again fall victim of Maya.
So here Prabhupada says, the devotees have come from the realm of Maya into the temple. And so we have to keep them protected. So how does he say we can protect them? Two ways he says. What are the two things he says for protecting them? One is setting example and training them nicely. Two things he says. So some parents in the congregation, they came and asked my spiritual master once, that, you know, we are rising in the morning, we are actually doing, putting up a nice program at home, but the children are having aversion for Krishna consciousness. They don't like us doing Krishna consciousness, nor do they want to do also. And we are ready to train them, sit with the children and tell them Bhagavatam stories, but they are not ready to listen what to do. So my spiritual master said, if you have done your job, then the children come with various prarabdha karmas from the previous life, if they may not be interested. You try to give them care like a mother and father. Ultimately, you leave it to them, he said. Because you can take a horse to drink water, but you cannot make it drink. Imagine, take a horse near the river. He's just keeping the mouth, he's not drinking. You may tell the horse, hey, you have to go a long way, better you drink. Just drink, doesn't drink. So, but we have to set an example, he says. Now, setting example is not only these things which Prabhupada says here. Besides that, Prabhupada also says in other places. I'll show you. Let us go ahead and read the first one. The leader should be responsible for setting an exemplary sadhana for training the people whom he leads. So, see here, one another important point is being brought here. This is from another place, another source. Take care to remain a humble servant when you have more mercy in the form of post or position. See, when you are given the position of leadership. It could be a HOD of a department. You could be a COM member. You could be a council member. You could be a president. You could be zonal supervisor. You could be a sannyasi or a guru. All these are considered leadership positions, isn't it? Hmm? So when you are given such a position, here it is explained that see, here he says, this is from an article of his holiness Satyanandan Maharaj. He says, this may be an explanation why devotees after some time go so much down and they don't have any more taste in Sankirtan movement, he says. Why? They had mercy, but then the ego came. They were not careful enough to remain a humble servant. It may be a reason. They didn't serve properly. And then the mercy went out from their life. And they became influenced by material thoughts. One example is Indra. Indra was given a post of in a water department. In a rain shower department. So, basically what he is supposed to do? He is supposed to take the puja of the Vrajabasis. And then in turn, give them the rain back. But one time, Krishna wanted to check whether he is arrogant and he has become an upstart, or is he humble. So he conducted a test for Indra. What was that? He diverted his puja to Govardhan. And then Indra showed his colors. After that, he threw so much tantrums, beating the Vrajabasis with water and trying to kill the cows and calves of Vrindavan. He behaved like that. So then he had to come on his hands and knees to beg forgiveness from Krishna. He was ready to even submit a resignation also. But Krishna said, no need of resignation. You continue to hold your post. But Krishna told him, never think you are autonomous. Never think you are independent. Then he taught him a good lesson. So Indra lost the humility in the service that was given to him, due to which he had to cut a sorry figure in front of the whole world, in front of Krishna also. So this is one reason he says that the mercy may flow out from a devotee's life if one misuses the post given. This is another very interesting point. Act on the mercy invested upon you by the superiors. For example, in our lives, we all have got varieties of type of mercy that comes from top down to us. For example, I got initiated by my spiritual master way back in 93. So what is that mercy? He has given me the gift of the holy name. He has given me adhikar to return back to spiritual world, provided I faithfully follow him. Isn't it? I have taken some vows, a contract with the guru. What is the contract? I will chant 16 rounds every day and I will follow the four regulative principles. And I will live the life of a devotee till my last breath. And if I keep this contract with my guru, then guru has made a contract with Krishna. Here is a jiva, you know, whom I am initiating, and this is the name I am giving him. Please kindly accept that. Then the contract is complete. Correct, no? If jiva has to go back to Godhead, he has to keep his promise to the guru. And so guru gives the mercy, believing in our contract, you know, he is giving the mala and giving us a name. Now, what happens? As we proceed staying in ISKCON over a period of time, the prime activity may become a side activity, namely the chanting of the holy name, for example. See, chanting of the holy name is Krishna himself. So, all of us are like, you know, like a servant maid of Krishna. The jivas are feminine in nature. Imagine there is a girl who is ready for marriage. And there is an opportunity coming in her life. A very capable husband is, you know, man is coming and proposing to her, I am ready to marry you. So that is the holy name. Holy name is coming and telling the jiva, see, your guru has called me. Which means our guru only found out the bridegroom for us. Who is the bridegroom? The holy name. And who is the bride? The jiva. So we are the bride. So should a bride accept such a capable bridegroom who is Bhagavan? Means he possesses how many opulences? All six opulences, and how much quantity? In full. Such a bride will you ever get in this world? Once Bhaktivinoda Thakur was telling, he said, Lord Vishnu has Shankh Chakra Gada Padma. Very capable person, he said. Why? Because he has the chakra and gada for finishing the demons. And he has the shankh and the lotus for his devotees' protection, devotees' auspiciousness. So he can protect the devotees by using the weapons to kill the demons. And he can also provide auspiciousness to devotees. So Lakshmi never leaves his lotus feet. And then he was telling, in the modern times, if you have to be a capable husband, you should show one car key, one house key, one ATM card that he was selling. Without these things, nobody will marry you, he was telling. So many people who are trying for marriage nowadays, they may not be potent husbands or powerful husbands to award the wife all that she needs. But when we become a bride of Krishna, of course, as a little girl, we cannot directly approach a man and say, I want to marry you. Nor is it allowed, isn't it? But Guru, coming in Guru Parampara, is connecting Krishna and us. And Guru has given us the mala. Take this mala. This mala means chanting of the holy name. You will get wedded to Krishna for eternity if you don't neglect him. Now Krishna is coming every day during the chanting time. He is coming. Say, I have been asked to get married to you. And then you are saying, not now. Not interested. No thanks. So this is one example of neglecting the mercy which is coming in the form of the holy name. And also you will see things which we consider as valuable, we give importance to them. You will see, we all spend so much time in following up our boys or somebody in our care. You know, follow, so much counseling, so much follow, because that's what we value. Similarly, there are many devotees who value spending a lot of time with the computer, replying emails, or doing some activity. Every one of us considers something to be important. And we, because we devote more time to that, whatever we think is important, the more important things become sidelined. So therefore, we got the mercy in the form of holy name, but when that is not the priority, when it goes to side activity, gradually the taste for the holy name goes away over a period of time. Because if you repeatedly neglect a person, then the person may think that you are not interested. Then Krishna will say, I have so many other queens to marry me. I have to go there. You don't seem to be interested. Bye-bye, tata. Then he will go away after some time. Then some people find even number of rounds reducing. They are not able to. Like one devotee was telling, Prabhuji, please give my sadhana back. One man was telling. One devotee, he is now not able to complete 16 rounds. He is struggling with, he is not able to go beyond 11 or 12. The 4 or 5 rounds always remain in the night, late night he is struggling. Because he has lost the taste for chanting. Because he neglect the holy name so badly, holy name has become upset. Okay, I am extending myself. And that too I am extending because I love your guru, so therefore I am extending. You never showed any big devotion to me all these lifetimes. Million lifetimes you have been wandering here and there. But because your Guruji called, I came and you are neglecting me. Then Krishna will tell the Guruji, this soul is not interested in me. I am going elsewhere. So, in the same manner, for example, I am getting Brahman Diksha, for example. So, then one has to behave as a Brahmana. Shama, Dama, Tapas, Shaucham, Shanti, Rajavam. Jnana, Vijnana, Astikyam, Brahma, Karma, Svavajam, correct? No? For example, many Brahmanas, they forget to complete the Gayatri. So instead of 3 times Gayatri, they do only twice, or sometimes only once, sometimes not even that. Sometimes for days together, Gayatri is forgotten. One Gayatri definitely happens in the morning, because it goes with chanting. But other Gayatri one can forget. So if you neglect Gayatri, then the Brahminical qualities also will dwindle. And we will become like Ajamila. Ajamila was very Brahminical. And he gradually lost the Brahminical excellence. Correct, no? He became degraded. So if I don't do the Brahminical activity of Gayatri requires patience to utter all the 7 Gayatri mantras. If you don't take out time for that, thinking that I have to do this, I have to do that, phone calls are coming, people are calling, I have to, then we become neglectful. Gradually the Shama, Dhamma, Tapashocham will go away. The Brahmana then won't behave like a Brahmana. Why? Because he is not doing Gayatri, he is not trying to act on the mercy that he has received. Also, the Brahmana has to do the deity worship. I remember in Kunjaberi temple, we used to have dressing of the Gaurnitai, small Gaurnitai, big Gaurnitai. But as the years go, we become so much preoccupied with management, administration, the deity worship becomes the last priority. Although the sacred thread may be there in the body, correct, no? Even to do one worship, it may become very challenging. So therefore, if you act on the mercy that is awarded to us, you know, like for example, knife, if you keep on the table without using it for cutting sabji 1 week, what happens? Starts catching rust. But if you regularly every day keep using it, it remains polished. You will see that. Similarly, the mercy is given to us. If you don't use the mercy, it starts rusting. Then you will not be able to benefit from the mercy. Whether it is holy name, whether it is Brahman Diksha, whether it is a post also given. That's the point here is making. For example, here I have asked some questions here. You can see. Do you practice visible morning sadhana? Or you have too many breaks and bodily demands? Sometimes when a leader becomes too preoccupied with management administration, his body also suffers due to pitta. Because management decision involves heated discussions many times. Because you want to control the situation and make it happen in a certain way, and there are people pulling it to make it happen another way. So because of that, the digestion is affected, stomach is shut down, but there are bodily problems, mind also feels tension. Mind is like a matchstick on fire. So then one cannot do, many times do visible morning sadhana, because you are trying to do sadhana in the morning, somebody gets phone calls, some emergency, crisis, breakdowns. So then what happens? Then one is unable to do visible morning sadhana because of too much management. Or do you represent Guru as a compassionate friend of all, or you become critical and unfriendly? So many times we feel, we come in the Guru Parampara of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu down the line, like Rup Sanatan were in Vrindavan. And they were actually like a vehicle carrying the compassion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So even in the absence of Mahaprabhu, there were people who came to Vrindavan who stayed in the shelter of Rup Sanatan. They could stay. Like the later, after they stayed, many others they came and joined, you will see that. But we find many times we lack such compassion. So then we gain. So that is also an example. It's also coming under the exemplary behavior. Do you extend yourself to be available to all, or you prefer to put a wall around yourself and want your own private time? There are leaders who accept a post but are not available for the people. People cannot approach. They are not approachable. People call them on phone keeps ringing, they will never pick up. You can be for sure. Any time of the day you can call, they won't pick up. Email you write, it's like thrown in a, well, like a stone thrown in a well. No reply for the email. And you want to meet them personally, no time. Either you don't see them, if you see them, they have no time. So they put a wall around themselves, but they only hold the post. Then people get fed up. You can't give any feedback. You can't get any help. The person is not approachable. The department is Namke Vaste department. Like some offices, they put a feedback box. What do you call that? Suggestion box. It's written suggestion box. And everybody knows this box is never opened. Isn't it very helpful? Isn't it? So, do we extend ourselves? Of course, I am available on email and phone, but I have a very great desire also to follow my spiritual master. My spiritual master follows one formula which I have not yet been able to successfully follow. It's called MBMA, we call it. Manage by moving around. Manage by moving around. When you move around, then you get to see who is doing what. And when you personally meet people, also feel very happy and you can help them also. And many people, I have seen in Chopra temple many times when we will be sitting, Maharaj suddenly will enter at an inappropriate time when you don't want him to come. Exactly, you will arrive there. And devotees will immediately clean the room. Maharaj, you never told you are coming. Maharaj always gives surprises. And also he will not be critical also. Basically by standing there, he makes things happen. Correct, no? Everybody will run and make the room clean. And then they understood, this personality comes anytime. So better be always prepared. Correct, no? So, in this way, we all can make ourselves available to people who are under our care. And identify challenges in your life and work on them. So, each of us, as a leader, we are all given different type of mercy. And we have to process that mercy, digest that mercy, and distribute that mercy. That we have to do also. For example, what is the meaning of digesting mercy? For example, sometimes a very heavy instruction is given to us, but it is difficult to digest. Sometimes we find it difficult. Because of, now how we find it difficult, I will show you some examples will come now. Like here, we are given some privileges. For example, one more thing for a leader is, you are given some privileges, like you are given a post or a position is a privilege. The privilege also means which is not easily available for others. Like for example, you are allowed to go by flight. You are given a single room to stay. You are given a special car to travel for your purposes as a manager or something like that. These are all privileges which all common devotees may not have. So when we are given extra privileges, we should make sure that we don't misuse the privileges. How we can misuse? For example, in those days in Kunjibari temple, I had suggested devotees that we should give some 10 coupons to brahmacharis every month for taking the Govinda's prasad for distributing to the donors. Correct, no? Because if you give 10 coupons, they can. Because it was difficult for them to get sanction for getting from Govinda. Now, what can one do with these 10 coupons? Now, who is the donor? I am the donor. All the 10 donor prasadam can go into one's belly. Correct, no? It's an example of misusing privileges. Correct, no? A leader can misuse privileges. Yeah. You give a privilege for a person, but instead of using it for the purpose for which it is given, it may be misused. No? So then we misuse the privilege, gradually we lose the mercy. How? The privilege will be stopped. When the management comes to know that people are misusing it, then it will be stopped. Facility is not given after that. Like Lord also is so merciful. He is giving us another mercy in the form of Mahaprasad. So the Mahaprasad, the Rajabhog is a little extra spicy. Prabhupada said all the Rajabhog should be distributed to the Grihasthas. One letter is there if you want. You can check that. So Prabhupada said the temples which are cooked and then should be distributed to the people who come to the temple. Be distributed. Why? Because it is not very good for sadhus to eat that. But we know that we are not Satyayuga sadhus, you know. Kaliyuga sadhus, you are allowed to eat little Mahaprasad, just a taste. Little in every plate, little drop. But if somebody reserves the Mahaprasad from the, goes to the deity room, taking endeavor and collects a lot of Mahaprasad, stocks in the locker and then eats it, then he gets a problem in the belly, correct, no? Then he gets disease. Then the preaching time turns into doctor time. Correct, no? Then he has to eat the tablets, eat the medicines, you know, then he has to worry about his body. Then he has to do cycling and, you know, jumping up and down, so many exercises, correct, no? All kinds of complicated things. Then you have to do yoga for half an hour, 1 hour. So, see, here is the example. Prasad is a mercy. But we have to deal with it like what? Like mercy. But if somebody exploits that mercy, then that mercy can become merciless. Then it can create havoc for us in our life. So, holy name is a mercy. Prasad is a mercy. A post is given to you. Aham dandadaro raja prajanam niyojitah. That Prabhupada says, this is spoken by Prithu Maharaj. He says that, Aham dandadaro raja. I am holding the rod of chastisement offered by Lord Vishnu. There Prabhupada writes, nobody gets a post without being awarded by Lord Vishnu. If Lord Vishnu is pleased with you, then only he'll give you a post as a HOD of a department, or vice president, or president, or council member, COM, all these things. That means Lord is giving you this through the Guru Parampara for you. And then once the post is given, then lot of privileges are given with it. Different type of mercy is given. So one has to actually accept these mercies which are coming in our life and act on them. If I am given a facility and I am not using it, what will happen? Use it or lose it. That facility will be taken away. Like imagine you give a car to a life member cultivator and the car is standing and catching rust. And it's not, the car has not gone out for the last 3 months. What the temple will do? Temple will take back. Prabhu, I think you don't use much. Please keep a luna with you. Now we will take back the car because you are not using it. Correct, no? So mercy is given, we don't act on the mercy, it will be taken away. So we can do two things with the mercy. One is not act on the mercy and be lazy, and exploit the mercy. Both we can do. In both cases, the mercy can be taken away. For example, here he is saying that, this is from Akrur Prabhu, from one of the Leadership Excellence Journal. I got this example. What he says, in one church in Ireland, the church residents, they don't allow the congregation members to take up more responsible roles. Because the congregation members are better than them. Therefore, they keep them just giving donations, he says. Understand, no? Like, for example, the temple residents may be holding some positions, post, and running some activities. But if a congregation member is coming to the temple, and then that person should be encouraged. They can also be given some post and position. They can also be given facilities to stay, facilities to... So, this requires a sharing heart. A leader should have what heart? Sharing heart. Not a very possessive heart. You know, oh, these people are so talented. If they come and do better service, then maybe my post will be taken away and somebody else will do it. That fear should not be there, he's saying. So therefore, here is the point. As leader, do we sometimes examine our motives? Do we really wish that people succeed? Or are we afraid that our position, afraid for our position and reputation? A devotee of Krishna should be glad that people are coming forward to take responsibility. Encourage them and coach them. Empower them. So we call it as a TEEE. We call it train, educate, engage, empower. Train, educate, engage, and empower them. See them successful. Actually, if they are successful, then you are also successful. Because you made them a success. So Krishna will be very happy. So therefore, one should not fear. Actually, there is something called scarcity mentality. And the opposite of that is abundance mentality. Abundance mentality means we can share and enjoy, offer opportunities for many. They can also blossom. So this is also, so I am given a mercy. Actually, we can maximize the mercy by distributing it and multiplying it. One can do that. On the contrary, we can choke the mercy by making ourselves the only conductor of that mercy. I am the singular conductor, and then we don't share that mercy and multiply it. So, therefore, every leader has this great responsibility of like Prabhupada, got instruction from his guru. Two instructions he got, and how he expanded that mercy all over the world in such a big way. So, therefore, Prabhupada was a superconductor of mercy. Like Prahlad, Prabhupada. Then that mercy can be conducted through us in a very powerful way. So that means we have to give up this envy. I think this is one of the greatest challenges for any leader. Because many leaders fear to empower their juniors to come equal to them and go beyond them also. Because you will see Krishna can work through our juniors even better than us also. It's quite possible. Because I might have done say 20% in my previous life. My junior might have done 90%. So in this life he is my junior and I am his senior. But then I just give him a spark of Krishna consciousness, whether he just blossoms like anything. And then he can do more wonders than me. Then I have to just clap hands standing at a distance. Watch him do great things in life. And we should not become envious. How can, he is 2 years junior to me, and how he can do something better than me? No. He is, from a material point of view, he is 2 years junior to us. But spiritually, he has gone way ahead in the previous life. How many of you think it's quite possible? Correct? Quite possible, no? Yeah. Therefore, actually, if you are simple-hearted, non-duplicitous, and non-envious, we can do great good. Actually, therefore, we should allow the mission to succeed and not choke the mission because of our false ego. Then, act as a facilitator, not controller. Change, or soon you will be strange. What is this one? See, in many spiritual and business organizations today, leaders are forced to give up control and become facilitators. I'll tell you the meaning of this, what it is. For example, a leader, any leader in any capacity is supposed to actually facilitate the mission of the organization. For example, one of our mission is book distribution. So those who are holding the book distribution department, they should facilitate book distribution. Another mission of ISKCON is preaching. So those who are in the top as a CPB, Congregation Preachers Board, they should facilitate preaching and expand it on a larger scale. Another mission is prasadam distribution. Those who are at the head should start from a small scale and go to a larger scale prasadam distribution. Like that. Another mission is Harinam Sankirtan in nook and corner of the city. So we should actually act as facilitator and not a controller. Imagine, for example, I am holding a particular department. I don't want to name any department, otherwise we will be in trouble. You are holding a particular department and you are given an office to keep all the equipment required for expanding the department, and we keep in lock and key. And there are some strict timings in which you can get the things. You want a mic, you want a sound system, you want this, you want that. But people don't get access to the equipment to use, so that the department doesn't expand. Correct, no? So many times the leader who is given an office, given facility, the department doesn't expand because he is keeping control, but he is not facilitating the other people to take up the responsibility. So the similar point like what we discussed before. Then he's saying, practically it boils down to change or soon you'll be strange. But it is not easy to change, to give up control, give up false prestige and enjoying or exploitative mentality, like Indra and Govardhan Leela. So therefore, as leaders, are we exploiting and enjoying leaders or are we facilitating leaders? So that is the point discussed here. Reflect, introspect and examine our motives. Not to defend but to learn, he says. He says, intelligent spiritual leader knows he'll be tested and he prepares for it by reflection, introspection and examining his motives. Like Indra did that honestly. After the Govardhan Leela was over, he reflected. What did I do? My Lord, I tried to kill the cows and calves which are very dear to Lord Krishna. I think it was a very great offense on my part. And there is no fool in this world greater than me. I am the biggest fool amongst all fools. So in this way he reflected back. And then he introspected. How should I have actually acted? That is introspection. Actually, Krishna is the master. He is actually Ishwaraha Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha. So all of us devatas are under him. So instead of offering puja to me, if the puja was offered directly to him, that was perfectly all right. Because I am supposed to accept the puja and give it to him only. Now what did Krishna do wrong? You know. So I thought that Krishna is taking away my puja. So I considered me Krishna's competitor. And that was my foolishness. So in this way he reflected and introspected and he examined his motive. So what was my motive? I was trying to become autonomous. I was trying to become independent. I was blocking the mercy coming from Krishna. So Krishna sidelined me and then he directly gave mercy to the Vrajavasis. Now I understood that I have become irrelevant to Krishna because of becoming opaque and not remaining transparent. So now again let me become transparent. How? By let me improve myself. How to improve? Go to Krishna, fall at his feet, beg for his mercy, you know, and submit resignation because I have not represented you properly, my Lord. You know, I am ready to give up my post. So Indra honestly did that. That's what he is saying here. Another thing, completing the duties or projects that he is supposed to do. See, Prabhupada took so much trouble to print Back to Godhead magazine. From Delhi to Vrindavan, Vrindavan to Delhi, back and forth he used to go. And once Prabhupada was carrying a big amount of paper for printing. So, people were strange, people are looking up and down. What is this, a sannyasi carrying paper? So, Prabhupada says, then Prabhupada wrote, working for Krishna and working for Maya. And there Prabhupada writes, people may think, why is a sannyasi going to a bank and putting money and taking money and he is collecting some paper bunch and getting this magazine printed? Maybe he is making some profits. Prabhupada says, yes, a sannyasi doesn't make a single penny profit for himself. He lives only for the profit of society, only to propagate the mission of Krishna. He has no other purpose for himself. Although the Arjuna and Duryodhana, both of them look similar in the Kurukshetra battle. Both have chariots, both have flags, both have bow and arrow. Externally it looks similar, but Arjuna is working for Krishna's pleasure and Duryodhana is working for his own sense gratification. So Prabhupada wrote that. So he took lot of trouble. Actually this movement was single-handedly founded by Prabhupada in the early days, and simply remembering that gives us energy to do something for him. So therefore, he wanted to complete the duty given by his guru. So all of us, when we become leader, even if you are a head of a department, you should think in this department, like our kitchen department thinks, how to make the devotees happy by feeding them the best prasad. The Sankirtan department is thinking, how to engage all the temple devotees in book distribution and bring the first rank in such a way that all devotees will be happy, the suffering souls will benefit, devotees will get engagement, they will be happy. Similarly, every department should think like that. And we all should see, is my department idling department, sleeping department, or lively department? Yeah. So it is supposed to be a very dynamic, lively, active department. And if it is not, then we should hand over to somebody who can make it lively, make it active. And if somebody carries that mercy, they have the capability to do it, they should do it. So in this way, every department has to, like he's saying, we have to complete the duties given to us or the projects assigned to us. And we have to take it as our life and soul. Like for example, I am sent to a particular place to preach. It is called as Prabhu Datta Desh, we call it. Prabhu Datta Desh means Guru awards a place for you. Even though the local manager may give you, local temple president may tell you, you go there and preach. Ultimately, it's coming from your guru only. Because if you preach and flourish there, who will be happy? Guru will be happy that my son is preaching, my disciple is preaching so nicely. He'll be happy with both the person who is preaching well as the local authority who gave him the service. So, therefore, we all have a Prabhu Datta department or Prabhu Datta Desh to preach. And we should take it as a life and soul. And complete the duties given to us. This last point here, don't quit. That's the last point. See, generally, like here's the example, there was a disciple who was given a managerial responsibility. He approached Prabhupada and said that, you know, Prabhupada, I have a desire to leave India and go. Prabhupada repeatedly begged him. He said, please kindly stay and nobody else can take your service. But he persisted and he went away. Then Prabhupada told him, see, you can run away from responsibility, but I can't do that because I have started this mission, I have to run it. So quitting is a very bad policy, and people quit their responsibility for various reasons. There are some genuine reasons, there are some not so genuine reasons. One is due to false ego, due to having a tussle with another devotee, they quit the department. Another reason is due to lethargy to take the responsibility. They want to go to another department where nobody will ask them what you are doing, due to that lethargy. And there are people who quit the department because, you know, they are not interested in the service. It is not their first priority. They have some other desirable service available. They want to go. But then the leaders say, Prabhu, you run it for a while till I get a substitute. But they say, no, they drop it and run away. There are people, which is not acceptable behavior. And there are some genuine reasons why people quit the service, because they feel that, I don't have the necessary purity to do this Brahminical type of service being given to me. Some people feel, or some people feel they don't have the necessary skill sets and the talents to run that service. And they are feeling incompetent and they think, I am wasting Krishna's resources. Better somebody else can do this department better. They are ready to hand over. Which is all right. These are genuine, these things. Like once Satsupadas Maharaj went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, you have made me a temple head. But at the same time, I have to oversee so many managerial activities also. You want me to print and publish and distribute books, but you also want me to run the management of the temple. Both these things I am unable to do. And then Prabhupada said, therefore I am telling you, you have so many capable men, delegate the services. So they can run the temple service and you can focus on printing, publishing and distributing books. So Prabhupada, after that he started delegating the service and then it became successful. So ideal leader should not quit, but should take inspiration and instruction from superiors on how to delegate and make things happen. Actually, there is one word used in that Manada Manayan. What is that verse? It says, I'll just locate that verse. Sanjagrihe Vakyam. Yeah. You can repeat this verse. Brahma Vacha. Tvayame Apachitistata. Kalpita Nirvyali Kataha. Janme Sanjagrihe Vakyam. Bhavan Manadamanayan. So, five qualifications of a very expert leader are mentioned here. He says here that Tvayame Apachiti. That means we should worship the instruction given by superior. And Kalpita means we have to accomplish the goal. That's the second one. Nirvyalikatha means we should do the service wholeheartedly, not show duplicity. And Sanjagriha means, actually you should completely accept it, not accept it half-heartedly. What is the difference between Nirvyalikatha and this Sanjagriha? Sometimes people who are duplicitous give false excuses, isn't it? On the other hand, Sanjagriha means you accept it, but not fully. You agree to do the service, but you partially do it. And then, Manayan means offer the honor to the superior and respectfully approach. So it's a very beautiful verse. Brahma speaks to Kardama. So I was looking for the Sanjagriha, completely. One should accomplish it. So in this way, yeah. So this is what I wanted to share with you. How many of you found it interesting? Nice, huh? Isn't it? So many valuable instructions here. Probably how many? 5 or 6 very valuable instructions for the readers. So I am also contemplating on these things, how I can refine my quality of service that I am offering to other people. Huh? So it is very important for us to revisit this kind of valuable instructions in our leadership position and try to fine-tune it and make it better and better. And why did I say this? Because Brahmaji here is perfectly executing his leadership. What is it? There is a trouble down there in Bhuloka. What is the trouble? Trees have overgrown and occupied all the earth, and the prachitas had gone underwater to perform meditation, due to which, you know, the trees had overgrown. Now they came out, they became angry because they wanted to rule the earth. Lord has given them instruction. They are unable to. So they got very angry. Where will the people live? So they are staring at the trees and emanating fire, burning down all the trees, and the adhipati of the trees must have probably gone to Brahma, or Brahma himself must have taken note. And immediately he is coming to set right the situation. So let us all do preventive maintenance and not breakdown maintenance. Breakdown maintenance means you are somewhere else and then the problem has already occurred, and then you study postmortem, how to sort it out. Whereas preventive maintenance means anticipate problems well in advance. Brahmaji anticipated problem. What was it? If he burns down all the trees on earth, then there will be nothing. Then how will the people live without trees? So Brahmaji anticipated the problem well in advance, and he came on time and sorted out the problem. Therefore, I felt it is valuable to talk about ideal leadership. So I shared some of the things with you. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhaktarvinda ki. I am here for 7 more minutes. Anybody has questions, you can come to me personally. Yeah. And others, you can proceed for prasadam. His Grace Vajanand Prabhu's father left his body in Goloka Vrindavan residence recently due to his old age. So we request all the devotees to pray for him. Actually, Vajanand Prabhu's mother and father also were staying with him here only in Goloka Vrindavan housing colony. Very wonderful people. So I request all the devotees to offer your prayers for him. So I'm sitting here a few minutes because Samarpan Gaur Prabhu has told me that you should never end a class without question answer. So I'm available for you. Okay. saying, our Sampan Kopra was saying that if our Daksha Prajapati did one offense to Shiva, you all know that. Now he was reposted as Prajapati in the Chakshusha Mano's time, correct, no? Later on. But earlier he was a Brahmana, now he is a Kshatriya. So that itself is a demotion. And earlier he was a very popular figure, very effulgent Brahmana, and everybody would stand up. Then he was given a goat head. So that was a punishment awarded for his activity. So according to Shastra, if a person is awarded the punishment of goat head or whatever, he was actually humiliated by having a goat head. Can you imagine walking with a goat head? You know, it's a humiliation. Public also. So one is punishment is awarded to him, number one. Number two, he repented to Shiva also. Number three, externally, but then he, and also a time period has passed also. After which a person can be reposted. Like for example, in GBC also, if a sannyasi fell down and got married, after 5 years, they can be reposted in some authoritative position. It's allowed like that. So now, when he is reposted second time as a Prajapati in the sixth canto, at that time, that is also one type of mercy. Why mercy? I'm telling you. He is again laid trust upon. That means he broke the trust in the early stage. That means in this world, if you broke trust of your superiors, you can again regain it. Because Daksha Prajapati broke the trust by misbehaving with Shiva, and all the devatas were very upset with him. He walked out of the assembly and all that he did. He got a goat head. You know, he was demoted also. Goat head also he got. And in this way, Lord Vishnu was not pleased with him also. Shiva was not pleased. Brahma was not pleased and all that. So now, big blunder committed, big loss of trust. But because of accepting the goat head and repenting to Lord Shiva and spending a certain amount of time, he regained the trust when he occupied the post for the second time. But some lingering revengeful attitude was present in him due to the offense to Shiva before. And that lingering attitude came out as a second offense towards Narada, when Narada took Hariyashvas and Savalashvas. So therefore, what one should do? If somebody was in a post, if somebody fell down and then suffered distrust and all that, when he is again given the post, then one has to be ultra cautious, extra cautious in the second time. Because in Tamil they have one saying, Patta kalile padum, ketta kudiye kedum. They say like that. What is the meaning of that? In whatever leg, whichever leg you got wounded, again you will get wounded. You have experience of that? Sometimes you got hurt, again same place you get hurt like that. Similarly, if somebody fell down, then they can again fall down for the second time, if they are not cautious. That is the lesson we learn. And another thing, if somebody, there are some preachers who criticize the post holders in ISKCON. I don't want to mention any name. But they say the devatas have a controlling mentality. Therefore, they have been made the, you know, managers and leaders. Many preachers say like that. And the managers will tell about the preachers. The preachers have no ability to manage or, you know, take care of responsibility. So, jo log kuch zimmedar nahi le paate hain, unko prachar karke aate hain, wo to gol gol ghumte hain, kuch nahi karte hain, sirf bolne ka bas. So, they both have a criticizing mentality towards each other, which is not acceptable because the Lord is keeping the lokapalas on his shoulder. He says, you know, what is that verse? He says, Saranganam Padambujam. Shriyo nivaso yasyo raha panapatram mukham drisham bahavo lokapalanam saranganam padambujam. He says, no? The pure devotees are in Krishna's lotus feet, and the administrators of the universe, Taintis Koti Devatas, they are in the shoulders of the Lord. And like that he says, and Lakshmi is sitting in the chest of the Lord. Everybody has a place. So Lord has accepted them in his shoulder. Pure devotees accepted them in his lotus feet. Lakshmi is accepting, yes. So Lord is accepting. If somebody is criticizing them, saying that, oh, these are all controlling people. Actually, they have a controlling nature and serving nature also. But there are irresponsible preachers who cannot manage, that they will not agree. They will say, I didn't accept management because I don't want to control, they will say. You understand now? But the actual truth is what? It's like a fox who could not. Fox, what he said? I didn't accept management, you know, because, you know, I don't want to be a controller like demigods, you know. We don't want to be demigods. I have renounced it. What renounced it? You were never given. Because you could not manage. You did a mismanagement. So management was taken away. And you were told to be just a preacher. So such kinds of preachers are immature preachers. And at the same time, the preacher can criticize the manager. And managers also should not criticize preachers. Manager should know preaching is a very important activity. If preachers are not giving the juice of Krishna consciousness by moving around without managing, because they are not in touch with management, they are able to absorb in Krishna Katha very nicely. So managers should be thankful to them that they are traveling place to place like sannyasis. They are going place to place and giving. So managers should be very thankful because managers are managing money, manpower, machines and the property and everything. And they are not able to delve into the Bhagavatam deeply. So when the preachers come and preach and go, they should be very grateful, thankful to them. And the preachers should also be thankful to managers and that, you know, are such a big enterprise to maintain is so difficult. These guys are managing because they are giving us chance to preach. We should feel like that. Like when I go to Hyderabad also, although I am one of the managers, I play more a Brahminical role in Hyderabad. Because management, there are enough people to manage there. But I always feel privileged that, oh, these people are managing and giving me a chance to do direct Krishna Katha. I'm very grateful. So then if preachers have gratitude to managers, just like Kardamuni had gratitude to Swayambhumanu, and Swayambhumanu had gratitude to Kardamuni. That is the way Kshatriya class and Brahmana class should never quarrel. If they quarrel, that's the greatest loss for the whole humanity. Correct, no? Higher race, who? Our higher race, our Kartavidyarjan. That fellow fought with Jamadagni. This is a classical example of Brahmanas and Kshatriyas fighting. And the result was disastrous. Actually, Brahmana Kshatriya class should work together to propagate. Correct, no? Yeah, correct. Morning program, everybody has to come. No, morning program, everybody should come. But what I am saying, the point you are making, it is aparadha phal you are saying now. If that is... What he says there? You show it? See, you can misinterpret Vishwanath Chakravarti also. What I am saying, our own impure mentality, sometimes when you take a purport, I wear a red color specs. See, Chakravarti Thakur is saying red, no? You will see like that. Actually, we have to be very careful when you purport. When Daksha was appointed by Brahma to be the chief of all Prajapatis, who were progenitors of population, he became proud. The wealth of Daksha, enemy of Shiva, was the cause of his offense in ruling and became a further cause of offense. That is made clear by saying that he became proud. But that means what became the cause of his offense is the wealth of Daksha. Yeah, correct. No. I am saying, where is anything written in a aparadha phal? Where is it? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That means, you know, getting post again from Brahma, and Brahma does not visit cause of further offense. See, here it says that, you know, this is the one line, no? This is from Chakravarti Thakura. The wealth of Daksha, enemy of Shiva, was the cause of offense that is ruling. That means the Daksha had wealth. You know, for example, somebody. No, that is translated only. That is Chakravarti Thakura's translation only. Yeah. Now, what I am saying, for example, no. What I am saying, somebody had a post, like for Daksha had a post. Second time when he is given post, was he careful? No. I am saying what? No. The point is, if you are not careful, you are going to get the effect. Like you are dealing with electricity. You know, you saw the destruction when I showed that video, you saw that day. That fellow, that lion, you know, he was having a ring. He is supposed to have the lion go through the ring. So in between, he attended a phone call. What happened? Suddenly he found his hand was cut. Because the lion cut his hand and the lion was eating it. He was eating like that. You saw that? You didn't see. I showed that day. Very funny thing. How many of you saw that? Amazing, no? That means, you know, momentary neglect. Big price. For momentary neglect, we have to pay. That is true. Like Indra offends Brihaspati chapter, that is what I said. Indra offends Brihaspati. It's not only post-holder. If you are Krishna conscious, even you are in trouble. No, it won't be trouble. No, no, no. You won't. Kshurasya dara nishita duratyaya durgam patastat kavayo vadanti. If you are a spiritualist, there is a risk. Sir, what about materialists? Materialists have no risk because they are already getting kicks. They are getting kick after kick. But see, spiritualist is a, you know, higher potential position. Because from here you can fall down. If somebody is already here, you can't fall down. You are already fallen down. Maya is stamping over you, kicking you, pounding you, punching you. Then you, nobody even look at you. But spiritual life means you put yourself at a higher potential. There is always risk. And as he said, if you are post wonder, then the risk is even all the more. So one has to handle it like handling electricity. One has to be very careful. Yeah. Now, what I am saying, our mentality of criticizing the post holders, thinking that I am a great Bhagavatam reader, so all the post holders are all controllers, they have controlling mentality. And I didn't complete. And the post holders criticizing the preachers that he's a good for nothing fellow. Coach kaam ka nahi. You know, he's just moving around here and there, and all he knows is blah blah blah. He only speaks. This mentality is there. I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. In our society, actually, because of this mentality only, what is happening in ISKCON and many places, big temples are available, lot of resources are available, big bank balance is also available, but there is not much preaching happening. Why? Because there is no friendly behavior between preachers and managers. So I pray to Lord that nobody takes the purport of Chakravarti Thakur and misapply it anywhere. Yeah, and make people misunderstand between manager and preacher, because we should actually, the purpose of study of Bhagavatam should be to ultimately bring what the acharyas intend to bring to the world, which is actually within ISKCON also. Like one example I'll tell you, in Juhu temple I was sitting, one fellow gave a lecture and he was telling, Lord Gaura, you know, so and so some acharya says that one has faith in Krishna but no faith in Gaura. He will be sent to the Maharaurava planet and for thousands of years he will be punished or something like that. And he was quoting in a class. Then somebody got very disturbed. Because he doesn't know who is Gaura now. He's a newcomer. He said, I am a Krishna devotee, but I don't know who is Gaura. And I was asking. And that preacher is telling him, you don't have faith in Gaura, you will go to Maharaurava. Understand? And that person was shocked. That person knows Maharaurava. That's the problem. Because he has studied about Maharaurava. He knows Krishna, he knows Maharaurava. He doesn't know. Example of first class misapplication. Later on, one sannyasi was sitting. He said, hey, wait a minute, Prabhu. First of all, tell how merciful Gaura is. Then he will fall in love with Gaura also. Huh? First, let him know Gaura first. You know, before that, you don't send him to Maharaurava. Understand?